Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Summer is booming along here in northern Michigan. Long days, swimming, thunderstorms, sunsets, and lots of fresh local produce. Heaven, basically. The Daughter of God cast was launched 2 summers and 1 month ago, August of 2016. Now we're a stone's throw away from the number 101, our next palindrome episode. 6 months left to get this movie done in the Chinese Year of the Dog, and 5 months before 2019. I've discovered the unifying field theory, the spiritual Rosetta Stone, a Twinkie made of pure light, the advent of a distributed utopia, what this podcast has been about all along. Process, right? That's not news for devotees of the Daughter of God cast. This is all probably a rehash of Buddha, Abraham Hicks, Alan Watts, and 10,000 others. But there's also a glint of something new, the Sri Fuji split perspective, which perhaps might crack open the vault of your own inner treasures a tad more. Maybe, if you're ready, tap your ruby slippers together 3 times, because there's no place like home, and you're already home wherever you are. Which is sort of like what Buckaroo Banzai brought into our shared gestalt. Wherever you go, there you are. AKA screenwriter Mac Rausch talking through actor Peter Weller, perhaps inspired by Lawrence Peter Yogi Berra and Confucius before him. And while we're digressing, how did Yogi Berra get his nickname? According to Zell Pinstripe blog, when he started playing in the American Legion baseball leagues, they had no dugouts or benches for the players. Berra used to sit Indian style in the dirt with his arms and legs crossed. One of his teammates, Bobby Hoffman, said he looked like a yogi, a Hindu holy man, and the nickname stood. So there's that. Podcasting indulges the guilty pleasure of fierce Googling. Still with me? The signpost up ahead. You're entering. Okay, let's focus. We're taking a whirlwind tour of process today because we're keeping the episodes svelte. And now this. Process. English, or perhaps American English, has this bias. A built-in self versus other perspective. I act on the environment. I do things. Me and you. Me and this telescope. Me and this rock. And for some, me versus my body, like they can be separate. Let's start there. Lately, like for the last year, I've been erasing the distinction between me and my body. I've been exploring being my feelings, my sensations, my experience, as opposed to having them. That's semantics, maybe, but what better game is there than rewriting the code of our conceptions? This subtle shift means I have a richer me-ness Attending to sensation means I have less words, and less words feels like more autonomy, more freedom. Your mileage may vary. Fast forward to yesterday, or maybe today. I now get that I am a process. I'm not a human doing stuff. I am the doing. Doings. Language 1.0 might say it like this. I drink water. Version 2.0, I am the drinking of water. What does a drinking of water feel like? That's the crux right there. The question worth asking. Well, why is this a breakthrough? Because by being a process, instead of a bunch of components acting on each other, I get to go deeper. I am a deeper, which is to say, I am more, way more than ever I was before. Sex magic, it gets results. I mean, come on. What's the point of living the spiritual life or the introspective life or any life unless there's some superhumanity to be had? I want to be more, don't we all? The perspective of consumer culture seems to focus on having more instead of being more. How we imagine the having will make us feel, as if the configuration of physicality is crucial to desired feeling states. That's what I used to believe, fervently. Now, not so much, and less every second. Now, I'm backwards. The imagined is waiting, whispering, full of feeling and ecstatic energy, constantly calling up on the telephone. We can just pick up and say, hello. All our favorite feelings activated from one phone call. But we gotta answer. A collect call from the vortex, will you accept? When we've stewed in the feeling, basted, simmered, then there's a showing up. So even your Joe and Jane six-pack neighbors can see, if you want them to. The DeLorean in your driveway, the Seal Point Siamese lounging in your kitchen window, the ripped and rippling pectoral muscles framing your sternum. Reality, baby. Enough guruing for today. Let's touch on feedback for 098 King of the Earth. Jill via Facebook. Love, 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 love. I love it all. That's five loves from Jill. I don't usually post purely laudatory feedback, but Jill, Susan via Facebook.
This is a great scene. I also really like the bed springs.
Me too. The bed springs are fun. I might have prodded Jill and Susan for a little more detail, maybe next week. And that brings me to my current stance on feedback. Any feedback is feedback. Even no feedback is feedback. Whatever comes or doesn't come is just right. Moving right along. 099 live feed. Uncle Joe draws back the bow and aims Christina at her heart's desire. The logistics of a bullseye are explained in no uncertain terms. Is there room for romance in such a scenario? What's most peculiar about this peculiar setup? That's a wrap on the Centennial's Eve episode of the Daughter of Godcast Season 2 crowd creation. Scenes and feedback for the win. Savoring these final months on the home stretch, the dream of completion shimmering and pulsing just beyond. Signals from a nearby now, where all the most hilarious happenings are. Ready to be felt, bone buzzing, skin shivering feeling, sensation, presence. The inside scoop on existence. You're an elite subscriber. Do I know what I'm talking about? Can you take this to the bank? Are these coupons redeemable for big savings? Has your ship come in? Your starship? Your Earth ship? Row upon row of lounge chairs strewn across the promenade deck under a panoply of stars. Stretched out and luxuriating, we bathe in the fierce glow of 10,000 million dreams, light-speed phone calls, winking, winking insistently. Ring, ring, ring. Hello?